We're joined by Mabel Leon, part of our peace segment, and she's going to talk to us about Grannies for Peace activity that they're doing for Mother's Day. So welcome, Mabel, and what's Grannies for Peace up to on Mother's Day this year?
Well, we've traditionally always done a program on Mother's Day. This is a bit different because of the virus. So this is a virtual program, and it is entitled An Appeal to All Women to Unite for Peace. And it's based upon the first Mother's Day proclamation that was written by Julia Ward Howe. That was an anti-war peace in 1870, urging all women to unite in opposition to war and violence.
So you, when you say this was the first, you know, proclamation back in 1870, was this the first proclamation that focused on the issue of peace, or was this really when we began to start celebrating Mother's Day?
It's been described to me as the first proclamation for Mother's Day, and it happens to be an anti-war plea. And so that's what we're going to make the focus of our program. And the actual, there will be a video of the actual proclamation. It's not very long. It will be read by diverse women, many of them famous women. And that little video was done by the Howard Zinn Educational Project. So we will begin with actually hearing a video of the proclamation. And then individual grannies will make that proclamation come alive in the world of today, 2021, and raise many different issues. And I can run through them. I don't know if you'd like me to do that at this point.
Oh, why don't you highlight a few?
Okay, the nuclear dilemma, Afghanistan, Iran, Yemen, climate survival, police violence, and granny love. And each of these is like a statement that a granny put together. It's an emotional plea for women to unite, and motivated by the love of our children and the love of children everywhere.
Now, when I first remember seeing Grannies for Peace, maybe 15, 20 years ago, seemed to be a lot of singing with the grannies. Are the grannies still big into singing?
That was the raging grannies. Grannies for Peace.
It's hard to keep up with all these grannies. They're everywhere.
Well, the original group in New York is the group that and we did the same action. We went to a recruiting station and asked the recruiters to recruit us. And they got arrested in New York. And finally, the judge didn't know what to do. We threw out the case. But we have done the Grannies for Peace organization does three or four actions per year. Now the action part has been waylaid a bit by the virus. That's why this is a virtual program. And we are encouraging, we do want people not only to see the program, but to participate. And Greta Zaro from the organizing, one of the organizers of the group World Beyond War, has the technical skills and will be explaining how people can get involved. But to be able to see the program and to be able to join and participate, you have to register. And I think I'll just explain how you register. You have to Google or use whatever search engine you use and put in actionnetwork.org/grannies for peace. And the program will come up and the registration form, which will then allow you to have a Zoom connection.
Well, it is so good to see the grannies demonstrating their mastery of the internet. Now, you mentioned that, as far as you know, in 1870, Mother's Day began as sort of a call for peace. And obviously, mothers were not very happy. Grannies not very happy to see their children going off and dying in war. Do other countries make stronger that connection between peace and Mother's Day as compared to what we do here in the United States, which is about, you know, buying candy and flowers?
I can't really answer that. You know, I could talk to International Women's Day, which is much more a holiday all over the world than it is here. But that has to do with it having socialist roots. But in terms of Mother's Day, I don't really know how it is celebrated in other countries. I think the call to be against war and against violence is so appropriate at this time in our world and in our country. And obviously, the nuclear issue is one that sometimes we forget about. And yet, you know, we are really threatened with nuclear annihilation. And climate survival is a massive, massive issue worldwide. And as you know, our country is extremely divided. And there is a tremendous amount of polarization. And we really have been seeing this an event as an appeal to all women. When you get in touch with the love you feel for your children or the love that you feel for all children in the world, that's a unifier. And that's what we want. We want women to rise above the polarization, the violence, unite together. And if we could do that, it would be powerful.
I know there's been a summit associated with A World Beyond War. And in fact, we had David Swanson, who's the executive director of that, on recently. And I know you have been upset on our last interview. We had not given you the opportunity to talk about Yemen. I did ask David about the situation in Yemen, but in the last 90 seconds, what is your concern about Yemen?
In Yemen, you have a total humanitarian crisis. I mean, I had to turn away from the TV tonight. I know that's a terrible thing to see, but say, I can't stand to look at starving children. And that's what's going on in Yemen. There is starvation going on. And it's not like we weren't part of it. We supplied the arms to the Saudis. And there has been a blockade, not allowing humanitarian aid through. And there are people dying. And what they had tonight was all these children that can't be saved. It's horrible.
We've been talking with Mabel Leon, Grannies for Peace, Mother's Day, an appeal to all women to unite for peace. And she gave us a very easy URL in order to find it. Mabel, if people want to get more involved, Grannies for Peace locally, how best they do that?
There is a website for Women Against War.
But we've been talking with Mabel Leon, Grannies for Peace, and this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.